I would like to. Jamuna spent a good amount of time in England and also traveled there from time to time. So if we could please hear from Samsundari Prabhu, who also serves in England.
Panchakalpaturubhyascha kripasindubhyeh vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Mother Jamuna, my first association was with her when, I think it was in 1980s, mid-80s. I was a dairy cook. We had this huge stately home that used to be used by the Queen of Holland during the wartime, and that was our temple. Then it was called Chaitanya College. And my Mother Jamuna was living not far from the temple. She had, I think she had a calf. She was working on the cookbooks. So we had a get-together at Urvasi's house, and Mother Jamuna was there. And she always liked us to sit in a circle, and she'd always say, come closer. You know, just always make sure that we all were close to her. She was very easy to associate with. You didn't feel uncomfortable with her. She was very warm and loving. And then again, it was the 25th anniversary for Radha Gokula Nandan. And Mother Jamuna visited England again. And we were cooking in the kitchen because we had to serve like thousands of devotees. And when she seen me, she gave, you know, she just hugged me and gave a very warm, like she pressed your hands really hard. She was preparing a South Indian dish, but I don't think she could get all the ingredients. She wanted curry leaves, mustard seeds, and I think she used spaghetti. So like, you know, like in ISKCON, if you're a famous cook, everybody scrutinizingly wants to taste the preparation you make. But yeah, it was delicious, and she spoke, but I couldn't partake in it because I'm always cooking in the kitchen. And Mother Jamuna was very, very kind. I have an older son, Bhakti, who's 35 years old. He's a carpenter, interior design. So she kindly engaged him in Sharanagati with the house she built. It was designed in a way like in winter. If it's cold, it has like, I don't know what you call, what's the name. It's like straw in between the walls. It keeps it warm. Straw bale. Yeah, and summer, it keeps the building cool. So he didn't want to take any money from her because she's a widow, so she bought him a sapphire ring. And he still has it. She gave him a cookbook. Then again, I've moved to Mayapur. We've like retired. I'm living there for 6 years. She visited, and I think it's called, when was it, 2000, and I've been living in Mayapur for 6 years. We had a festival, Gopa Astami, and Mother Jamuna was busy with the flower outfit. Then on her last visit again, she came to Mayapur. I think you were there, Janavi, remember? And I was telling her, I'm Mother Jamuna, because it was difficult to get her, you know, they were only allowing the Gurukulis to visit her in the apartment, and they didn't want anybody else. She was just doing bhajans. You had to be like in the crowd, you know, to be with Mother Jamuna, and we just couldn't get to be in there. So she was just, I was lucky, because on her way out, going to apartment, Janavi was there, and I greeted her, and she didn't really recognize me, so I said, Bhakti's mother. But it's just amazing, you know, it was so psychic. As I said, Bhakti, he called from Vrindavan. It's just her energy was like, I just couldn't believe it. I'm just speaking. As I said, I'm Bhakti's mother, he called, and then he spoke to her for a while, and he was getting married, and she said, Bhakti G, like when she speaks, you know, she always addresses G. And she blessed him. She just said, you have my full blessings. We spoke briefly, and she was like having difficulty to climb on the, because in Mayapur they have these flatback rickshaws, but she did go on that. So I, as a cook, I do workshops in England, but I'm not doing that anymore. Mother Jamuna has left for millions of people all over the world her glorious cookbook, and for generations to come all over the world, we'll be singing Govindam prayers with hearing Mother Jamuna's voice every day. So like Prabhupada's not on the planet anymore, and we you know, Prabhupada's living in his books. Mother Jamuna all over the world will be continually glorified with the cookbooks and Govindam prayers. So thank you very much for allowing me to speak.